A more than 100-year-old bridge has been quite a topic of discussion in Burlington for more than a decade now. The bridge was built in 1896 over Cascade Ravine and leads from Burlington's Main Street into Crapo Park. It's been closed to vehicular traffic since 2008, but until a few years ago, people could still walk or ride their bike across it. To some, it's an outdated piece of infrastructure. To others, it's a piece of history. Dean Fennessy has been a vocal supporter of replacing the bridge. He often speaks out in support of the bridge at city council meetings and other community forums. He says he remembers driving across Cascade Bridge to have picnics in the park with his family.
I think the city doesn't realize the diamond we have in the rough with the park.
The city says the bridge isn't safe and it needs to be torn down, but they can't do that right now because it's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The city council recently accepted $1 million in state grant money for work on the bridge. That means they'll have to start bidding the bridge replacement project by 2024. Fennessy says he'll be happy to see the bridge eventually replaced, and he hopes it brings more life into Crapo Park.
It will bring more people in the park to do things. It's a beautiful park, and why don't we use it more for events and other things?
The city still faces a lengthy process to remove the current bridge from the National Register of Historic Places. Then they can tear it down and build a new one. I'm David Hightower, Tri-State's Public Radio News.